section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Q20 Sports League podcast, season 12, episode number 83 and number 83 in the books. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests. We have the 2006, 2011, and 2026 champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2039 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. So let's get the results of week number 12 for KSL. Andy over Palmer, Pate over Joe, Kevin over Aaron, Hoofter over Brian, Oberg over Nanigay, Doug over Tybo. What was the game of the week, Doug?
Hold on. Do you want to go through those scores one more time and just reverse it for in case Brian does beat him, do a stat correction?
Brian over Hoofter. So what is the game of the week, Doug?
The game of the week, I'm going to give it to Brian and Hoofter. Even though they were the two weakest. Okay, and that's also going to be my toilet bowl of the game and my upset.
Aaron,
I'm going to pull an air.
All right. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to do a twofer. Not a threefer, but a twofer. Game of the week and upset of the week was Kevin over myself. I put up, you know, one of the highest point totals. And, you know, whenever you get upset like that, that is an upset.
All right. So I'm going to say my game of the week actually went to myself beating Mushroom Stampers, because that just made it so I won, or I made my berth finally.
So beating up on a special needs kid makes it the game of the week?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So, you know, that does aggravate the crime.
And my total game of the week actually goes to Doug versus Ty. Because nothing against Doug. It's just that Ty did not put up the greatest numbers, and for some reason Doug did. So, Aaron, what are your thoughts on the total game of the week?
I'm actually going to say Brian and Hoofter because of how low those point totals are. Hoof would have lost to, what, six other people that week? You know, so, I mean, it's like, oh, that has got to be the toilet bowl game of the week.
All right. And, of course, Doug already said who all three of his at once. So, Aaron, what is the upset of the week?
I already said it. Kevin over me.
All right. I'm going to actually say the upset of the week is Hoofter being Brian. That's my thoughts on that. So let's move on to week number 13 now. Week 13 is a big week. We have Aaron versus Nanigay, Andy versus Doug, Tybo versus Pate, Hoofter versus Palmer, Brian versus Joe, and Kevin versus Obergo. So what is the game of the week, Doug?
You know, I would really love to say that me versus you, Boober, is the game of the week. A number one versus a number five with projected totals being, you know, if it comes down to it, it'll be less than a point. But since we're both in the playoffs and the game really doesn't matter to us, I am going to go with Aaron versus Nanigay.
Ooh, and I will have to agree for that one. Aaron, what is your game of the week?
I agree. The playoffs start actually this week for myself and Nanigay. And so it's, you know, it's do or die. You know, the winner gets in, loser goes home.
All right. So, Aaron, what is the total ball game of the week?
Who's over playing? Oh, Kevin. Kevin and over.
Doug, what is it?
You know what? As much as I want to say it, it is. It's probably going to be Brian versus Joe.
I'm going to go on a different route. I'm going to say it's Hoofter versus Palmer is what I think the total game of the week is going to be.
You think that's just because one's going to be such a huge dominant force and one will be weak bottom?
In a roundabout way, but also because it really doesn't matter to either person. So if Palmer was to win, he still has to he has to score more than 200 points over Joe. So that's how I look at it. So who is most likely to get passworded is Taco, Doug?
That is a tough question. But the answer is simple.
Uh-huh.
Kevin.
Ooh, nice one.
So Kevin gets passwords tacoed.
Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with that. I think that Kevin, he beat me last week. Kevin's team is not built for the playoffs, first of all. And as we saw his stretch down the road most recently, he's not a team that's built for the long haul. And so I think that he may put up 170, 180 points this week. Oberg will put up 200 and beat him. And then, you know, when it comes to the first week of the playoffs, he's going to get knocked out, of course.
All right. You know, I'm going to go on a weird one. At first I thought Johnny beating Kevin would be the one, but I actually think it's going to end up being Dave beating Tybo. That's my thought. I'm sorry. Dave beating Tybo. I think is most likely to pass for Taco, which would make Dave actually get into the playoffs, making our division the best, because all four of us would make it into the playoffs. So, Aaron, what do you got for news?
I actually put stuff in here. I thought we could just discuss three quick things. So, Andy, I'm taking on Nanigay. Winner is going to be the seventh seed, and the loser goes home. Me or Nanigay, Andy? Who's going to win?
I'm just going to say this right now. One of the two of you are going to be fighting, actually, for the – well, fighting for the top pick this for next year.
Wow, good analysis, Andy.
Yes. Thank you. I'm not thinking right.
Thank you for repeating what Aaron just said. One's in the playoffs and one's not. Yeah,
exactly. So
who's going to make it in?
I'm going to say right now that Nanigay will beat you, Aaron, and you will miss the playoffs.
For the first time ever.
Yes.
Doug, what do you think? Do you think
you know what? As much as I would love to celebrate you not making the playoffs, Aaron, I still think you win this game.
All right. I, of course, am going to say I think I'm going to win it, too. But
hey,
can you
say, of course, Dave Nanigay is going to whoop my ass?
The projections are very close, though. And so if Nanigay wins, it's not going to be a huge surprise. It's more of a surprise the fact that I lost this past week.
Oh,
now, Doug, Brian, if Brian and Pate win, then Joe gets knocked out of the playoffs. Do you see that happening?
I see Pate winning. And let's see here.
And he has
I see Pate winning over Boardman. And then you said Brian and Brian. I hate to say Joe's going to be out. Joe is going to lose this week and probably what will be another, you know, Brian game where he gets 170 and I say Joe gets 169.
Andy, what do you think?
This is one of those weird ones. I want Joe to make it in the playoffs because I feel that his team, just everyone got injured. But I'm going to have to agree with you guys on this. I really believe that Dave's going to win. I believe it. I think Davis is going to, you know, beat Tybo and make it into the playoffs.
I mean, honestly, I do. I want Joe to make it to the playoffs because I do feel bad for his team. His team has been decimated by injuries, you know, and I'm kind of looking at that same aspect right now. A lot of my players going into the playoffs are going to be possibly injured. I'm hoping that they can all rest this week. Even if I lose, that's fine. But if they can all rest this week and go into that playoffs game fully rested, 100%, I feel a lot better with my playoff chances.
I actually, you know what? I'm gonna say I don't think that Dave makes it in. I think that Joe's gonna lose, but he's gonna score more points, and that's gonna be the deciding factor. And so Dave is gonna barely not make it in.
Ow. What is the difference between Joe and Pate in points, though? Right now.
Right now, Pate is at 2702, and Joe is at 2696. So it is 6 points difference.
Yeah.
So basically, Joe needs to win and actually get 6 more points than what.
If Joe wins, he's in.
Okay, Okay, so
Joe needs to win and he's in. If Joe loses, he needs to score 6 more points than Pate's team.
Gotcha. So Aaron, you said on here, who do you think is going to get eliminated? Which divisional champion is going to get eliminated first? And what are your thoughts?
So here's the way that it works right now. The only way that Hoofter will lose his division is if Joe wins and he scores 30 more points than Hoofter does this week. That's the only way that Joe can win his division. Therefore, Hoofter basically won his division. So right now it is Doug, Kevin, and Hoofter. So taking a look at it, you know, Hoofter put up some low points this week. I don't think he'll repeat that, but that does kind of worry me. So I actually think that if I'm stack ranking them, I'm going to put Hoofter, Kevin, and then Doug as most likely to get eliminated. So Hoofter will be the first likely, then Kevin, then Doug.
All right. Yeah, that's one of those weird ones. So Joe controls his fate then with his team. Just as long as he scores 30 more points than...
Do you want to ask Doug, you know, what his thoughts are?
I was going to, but I was just pointing out the obvious, repeating what you just said.
Yeah, why did you have to do that? Did you have to point out the obvious? Could you have just...
He always has to point out the obvious.
Ooh, there's a chair.
Oh, look at the rainbow. That's a double rainbow. No, I'm saying... Anyways, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I agree. I think those are the in the order of divisional champions that are most likely to go out. Right now I've got a number one or number two seed guaranteed. Kevin has a number one or number two seed basically guaranteed almost. Hoofter is looking at that, what, four or five range?
Well, Hoofter is guaranteed three.
He's guaranteed three?
Yeah. Okay. Unless Joe, like that really weird thing would have to happen to Joe.
Well, you know what? It's still one of those things. He's going to run into a tougher opponent than the possibility of Kevin or I.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love my team, of course. So, I'm going to go with it until it proves me wrong.
I know. We hear about you roster baiting all the time about it.
I did quite a bit.
Doug, out of all the leagues that you do, is this one your most important one?
This is my most important league. There's really only three leagues that I truly follow. This being the most important, my work one being my second one, and the Elite League, I'll look into it every once in a while. I've already won the Elite League, so it's like, you know, that, you know, girlfriend that you kind of go back for every once in a while for, you know, a quick and easy, but you know, you don't want to be with it. I mean,
a quick and dirty.
Yeah. I mean, you still think about her and it's like the what ifs, but I've won that league. Here's another league. I need to win this one.
Wow. Just wow. So let's,
and I won my work league last year, like dominating everybody. So
Doug, if you don't win this year, will you consider it a failure?
I won't consider it a failure. I mean, and I was just thinking about that right now, actually. Were my trades worth it last year? Yes. I'm the number one team in the league right now with hardly any chance of losing that status as number one. I have won this league. Now, do I win the playoffs? Maybe I don't. You know, but I still successfully got another division title under my belt. In a division that might have four teams going to the playoffs. That's pretty darn impressive. Yeah, look at my dominance over the rest of the league over the season. And you know what? If I'm 9-4, I look at it as 9 happy weeks, 4 bad weeks. So overall, I'm happy away majority of the time. One bad loss in the playoffs isn't going to ruin my year.
Gotcha. All right. So let's talk about survival and pick'ems. Of course, I won survival, so let's just get that pointed out right off the bat.
Hey, Booper, yes. I want to point this out.
Okay.
I won auto racing KSL.
Oh, gosh. And now
I win the first session, mm-hmm. I won the second session, and I won the playoffs.
And who won the third session?
Me.
You won the first and the second.
I won every session.
Okay. That's just fantastic.
Complete dominance over you.
Yes, and if Borman was on here, he'd talk about how the fact that he won the baseball league.
No one cares about the baseball league. People don't make moves in the baseball league.
Well, Ty did. Ty really tried. And the funny thing is, I was leading it, and my plan was to actually not pick up anyone at all and say, see, I don't even need to pick anyone up. But, of course, that strategy failed me. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, because he got mad at people, right? He was like, yeah, why isn't anybody playing?
Oberg. Well, he got mad at me, and then Oberg said, what, is that a shot at me? Because I'm not doing anything? And it's like, yeah, you got to point out everybody in the league that's not doing it, you ass.
Yeah, because not many people were doing it.
Hey, Aaron, have you ever given yourself an enema?
What's that?
It's where you stick, like, water up your butt, and then it makes you poop.
Andy, you know a lot about that. Have you done that to yourself?
No, I jokingly told my wife she'd have to do it for me, and then she's like, no, I will not do that, because I was sick a couple weeks ago. And
I hear coffee enemas are really good for you. Are we going to talk fantasy football, or are we going to talk about your butt?
Anyways, yeah. So let's talk about the pick'ems. Right now, the Lance Frail is in the lead with 112 correct picks. And number second is, of course, myself at 100.
Number second, yep.
Okay, I'm in second place right now with 100.
Let's talk more relevant stuff. I hear the Princess Pony show is awesome.
Are you, you know what? Aaron was telling me that he's a brony. So, anyway, so yeah, Frail's in the lead right now with 112. I'm in second right now with 108 points. Aaron, do you think that you're completely out of the pick'ems picture right now?
No, I mean, I fell freaking hard this week. It was really bad, but I don't feel I'm completely out of it. You know, this week I could get all 16 right, and Frail could only get 14 right, like he's been doing.
Right.
And then I'm two closer.
Well, we have 5 weeks left plus playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
No one tell Lance that, because if for some reason, you know, it's we're only a couple wins away from him, we can keep playing while he doesn't.
He's been secretly listening to this. You know that, right?
Well, yes. No, Coach Ditka has.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. But yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Aaron is also in the lead right now in league pick'ems with 41. And there's 18 games remaining. So, Aaron, are you going to run away with this or not?
I got to win something this year.
You won herpes.
Damn it.
I win that every year. I win that every
I know.
Year.
It's out. It's another outbreak.
That's the participation reward for you.
Oh, my gosh. The participation reward. Should, you know what we should do is make a plaque and give that to Aaron. Participation.
Holy crap. Andy,
thanks
you suck. Andy, you sucked at pick'ems last week. You went 2-for-4. Seriously?
Are you talking league pick'ems?
Yeah.
League pick'ems?
No, I went 5-1.
You mean... Okay, yeah, 2-4, big deal. I can't pick them right now. I can't pick who's going
to
win.
That 1 week, I swear to God, I would have been dominating this league pick'ems.
Really?
Well, maybe not dominating, but you'd probably be a winner or two out of me.
Dude, I picked one game that week.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have got all six of them right.
I got five out of them.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, I could have gotten five out of that last week.
Well, you want to do the average. Let's say you got three of them right. You'd be one ahead of me.
I'd be two ahead of you.
Well, no, because you're one behind me right now.
Yeah. So if I would be three up, I'd be up 40.
Well, you got.
I could do math.
But you picked one. So if you add.
Oh, you're counting that one as my,
yeah.
One of my mornings. I was going to say, are you picking like my average of I usually get four right?
Now we're getting into a realm that I don't understand. So
my true average is like four.
Wow, I picked all favorites this week to win for pick'ems.
Yeah, way to go, Dick.
You know, if you want to know a way to actually pick stuff properly, you need to check out 86 Productions because they host and edit this podcast.
Okay, so Andy, who is 86 Productions? Like, do you know like everyone that's like who is the senior vice president of 86 Productions?
Myself.
Oh, who's the CEO?
Myself.
Who's the CTO?
Myself.
CFO?
Myself.
Okay, so you are 86 Productions, so why don't you just thank yourself?
Because I'm trying to make it a brand, bitch.
Because he acts like this is sex, you know, if he uses his hand.
Hey, I was told I went too deep the other day.
He has to thank his hand.
Actually, you know what, Andy?
He can't call it himself. He can't thank himself for sex.
Well, you know what? The way he plays fantasy football is a lot like sex, you know?
Weak bottom.
like he just takes a pounding from everybody. Just people just give it to him really hard. And then he just sits there and takes it.
They're giving me the business.
Yeah. And you know what, Kevin, the way he plays fantasy football is a lot like sex too. I mean, he gets going really fast, you know, he's like a 16-year-old boy, and then when it comes time to seal the deal, boom, explodes in his face.
Boom, herpes.
Boom. Balls and dick in the condom.
Boom shakalaka. Yeah, let's play some good old NBA Jam, and then we'll play some Risk later.
Alright, so are you ending the show?
Should we? Of course, if you're listening to the show, you probably listen to it at section86.com. Make sure you check out all of our other fine podcasts, Off the Mark, Q1A Sports League, Vertebreaker.
You're listening to Q1A Sports League. Why are you telling them to check it out?
And also... IB Whip, It Burns IP, Blake Clayton's podcast. And I want to give a shout out to Blake Clayton right now. He actually was in
in the league?
No, he was in the storm, though, and a bunch of his stuff in storage. But the nice part is he's still putting up episodes because he says he is the shit.
And I disagree with that statement, but I'm glad he's okay.
Yep. And his nice, wonderful dog that Aaron has met many times with peanut butter is doing okay as well.
Oh, thank God. I bought a new jar of peanut butter, too.
Anyway, so for Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. Okay.
Are we clear?
We're clear.
Yeah. You know, if you posted that on Xbox One, it'd be taken down.
Oh, dude, that is so bullshit.
The no cursing rule.
You can't curse on their videos, but you're allowed to kill and snipe.
Maim and teabag.
Yeah. So that just bothers the crap out of me. So